Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With BRD, every second counts. That's why when you get new high-risk cattle, it's important to kill bacteria before BRD gets out of hand to let each high-risk calf's immune system get back to work. So if time is of the essence, why wait to bring out your big gun? Stop the clock on BRD and treat bacteria up front with Baytril 100 injectable enrofloxacin. You already trust Baytril 100 for treating BRD, and now it's approved by the FDA for BRD metaphylaxis in high-risk cattle, so you can use it to reduce the bacteria load in all high-risk calves right when you get new arrivals. Don't wait to use Baytril 100. Make it your go-to drug for either mass med or treatment of BRD. Baytril 100. Right the first time. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer sales representative, or visit Baytril100.com. Baytril 100 is for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
The last couple of evenings, we've headed to the movies. Two nights ago, the premiere in Oklahoma of Farmland, the movie, looking at the lives of six young farmers, ranchers, getting established in the business of agriculture. Then last night, it was the Great American Wheat Harvest. Now, backing up to Farmland, first of all, Becca McMillan, who works with the Noble Foundation in Ardmore, she also ranches with her husband in southern Oklahoma. She says this particular movie was spot on.
And it relayed how hard we work every day in taking care of our land, our animals, and it's refreshing to see that side instead of the negative side that so often gets publicized or and portrayed in media. So to me, it's refreshing and rewarding to know that there's other people out there our age, young, doing and producing food for generations to come.
One of the new generations of ranchers here in the Southern Plains, Becca McMillan from the Ardmore area. Now, the movie that we saw last night in Stillwater, The Great American Wheat Harvest, followed several different custom harvesters. And according to Conrad Weaver, the producer-director of the movie, the thing that really jumped out at him as he put this project together, the enormous risk of U.S. agriculture.
I think one thing that really stuck out to me was the risk that these guys take. They invest millions of dollars sometimes in equipment and combines and trucks and, you know, RVs, and they have all this equipment. Even right now in April, they're gathering all their equipment, they're training their crews. They don't know what the harvest is going to be like. They have no guarantee that they're even going to make a dime off the investment they're making on their equipment. And so that risk is huge. You know, farmers sometimes they have a little bit of crop insurance that can help cover some of their loss. These guys don't. The custom harvesters don't have that. And so they're leaving, they're going down to Texas, and like you'll see in the film, they get down there, some of them, and there was no wheat to cut. You know, so that risk is pretty real. And I think that's an important piece that Americans need to know, that what their food is being harvested and produced by people who are taking risks.
Producer and director of the Great American Wheat Harvest, Conrad Weaver. Also last night, there on campus, Oklahoma Wheat Commission, in conjunction with the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, the Oklahoma Genetics Group as well, handing over a check to Oklahoma State University's wheat breeding program efforts, $1.1 million between the checkoff monies invested through the Wheat Research Foundation and the royalties paid on wheat varieties produced by the OSU wheat breeding program. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 500 head and featuring 150 Angus bulls, 125 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, you can go to expressranches.com and download the sale catalog. That's expressranches.com. For more information, you can give them a call at 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale, April 25th. That's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.